AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Lots of conference tournament championship games on Saturday. Let's start by going to Greg Eklund with a recap of the Big 12 title tilt.
The 7th-ranked Texas Longhorns won their second Big 12 tournament in 3 years with a 76-56 win over 3rd-ranked Kansas. Dylan Dessou led the Longhorns with 18 points and was named the tournament's most outstanding player.
I feel like I couldn't have got that award without my teammates. I mean, a lot of my baskets, I had to get the ball from a teammate. I had a pass from them. It was assisted baskets. So, I mean, without them, I wouldn't have had the award.
Mike Mancuso reports on Marquette gaining its first Big East tournament crown with a 65-51 win over Xavier.
The top-seeded Golden Eagles took only 3.5 minutes to grab a 10-point lead, which soon became a 23-point first-half advantage. The second-seeded Musketeers made several attempts to recover, but behind Tyler Kolick, Marquette maintained control.
Play every game like we got that chip on our shoulder, like we were picked ninth. We want to go into the NCAA tournament. Like, we're the underdogs in every game.
In the ACC, it's 22 tournament championships for Duke after it beat Virginia 59-49. Dennis Cox has the story.
Duke forward Kyle Filipowski had his eyes set on winning the tournament all season. Filipowski and Duke guard Jeremy Roach combined for 43 points, with Filipowski also pulling down 9 rebounds.
Elsewhere, Courtney Ramey's three-pointer with 16.7 seconds left helped Arizona to a 61-59 decision over UCLA to win the Pac-12 tourney. Adam Spillane has more.
Ramey had not scored up to that point after he missed his first 4 shots of the night. UCLA had a shot to win the game, but Dylan Andrews' 3-pointer hit off the side of the rim as the buzzer sounded.
Pro basketball. Saturday's winners included the Clippers, Celtics, Grizzlies, Warriors, and Kings. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.